Welcome to Bench Boost Boys Game Week 29 Forecast. Ben, me, with me, Gav, and you, Scott. I won't make you say your own name. Welcome back, Scott. How are you?
Brilliant. Bleeding wine. Wait, sweating wine. Let me start over.
Well, the night is young.
No, not because we're drinking it now. Just because the week away, I was away, Ben took over. I was in Adelaide just drinking Shiraz the whole time.
And all that Shiraz. Well, welcome back. Did you listen to the shows?
I did listen to the shows, and what really saddened me was that Ben did a better job than I could have. He's great. I loved it. Genuinely, he's a great job, Ben, if you're listening to this.
He was very demanding. When we were off air, he wanted...
Skittles, I heard.
Yeah. Certain drinks you can't get locally. Nightmare. He was infuriated we didn't have a green room. It went on.
I'm easy to please, Gavin.
Oh no, cheap wine, you're done. So, welcome back. Join our private league, please, dear listeners. Code is P2IFBX.
Bit of an update too to the league, actually. We've got a couple of new players on the bench. Funnily enough, I've been leapfrogged by Ben. So obviously being on the pod helped him. But we've got a new player. We've got Teku Sayafi Marcia for TSM FC. Welcome.
Welcome.
Sitting on 1,300. He's not going well. But we're glad he's part of the league.
No,
I'm just saying,
people.
You know, I'm glad he's here. You know, better luck next year. Or good luck for the rest of the season.
Yikes, you're digging a hole. Welcome to the league. You're really selling it. At Bench Boost Boys is us on Twitter. Benchboostboys.club is the website. Send in your questions for the mailbag. We have a mailbag question that will come up later. So just to quickly do a little rundown, we're going to go into how our game week 28 went, then into the watch list update. Then we're going to talk about a whopping four fixtures for what is known as the blank game week 29. Then we'll talk about what we're going to do for game week 29 and finish up with the aforementioned mailbag. So, game week 28, Scott, how'd you get on? That well?
Let me stop and take another sip because I'm going to need it for this, okay. This discussion. Poorly. The game week average was 43. Yeah. No, it was sitting at, I think it was sitting at about 36 before Liverpool played Wolves this morning.
Yep.
And I thought, surely enough people, no one has Wolves players. They're fucking cooked. Not enough. A lot of people would have jumped off the Liverpool bandwagon since they've had, six defeats in a row.
Yeah, who's getting clean sheet points for Liverpool players?
My concern is the game week average. I couldn't score any more points because I had no players in that. Yeah, I had no chips on that table. So I was just like, well, whatever, you know, maybe it's going to go up to 30, whatever Salah gets, you know, divided by 66% of that, because he's only owned by about 44 people.
Only.
44% of people. Look, point is, the game week average has gone to 43 and I'm finished on 38.
It's my least favourite place to be, below the game week average.
The highest score any one of my players got was a 6, and I got that from three players, Stuart Dallas, Ruben Dias and Dominic Calvert-Lewin. So not really much to talk about. Obviously got blanks everywhere. My captain choice, Kane, 4 points, turned 2 into 4, which is
that old trick.
Pretty fucking common. Didn't really lose any, didn't leave any points on the bench. I guess, you know, obviously hindsight's brilliant. Bamford, you're not predicting him getting injured. Yeah. So Lookman, I left 1 point on the bench with Lookman. He scored 2 points. Bamford only scored one. My backup goalkeeper Sanchez scored as well as Martinez did with 3 points, so didn't really lose anything there. You know, I think a bit of a decision moving forward with those two players for the next round, because we know it's a blank game week, and
we'll get
both,
to that.
Both Brighton and Aston Villa are playing, so
yep.
They're doing it equally as well. It really depends on fixture, so we'll talk about that in a hot minute. But 38 points, game week rank of 5.4 million, which is awful. Finished on my overall points are 1730. My overall rank's now 470,000. I think a couple of weeks ago I was talking about I've cracked the 400,000s now. It's hard, gonna be hard to be out of that now. fucking hell. All it takes is for me to get pissed in wine country and I've forgotten how to play FPL.
Mate, that top 1 mil is so competitive. You're talking You know, there might be a point between hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah. Anyway, how'd you go?
Better. Not amazing, but 48 points. So obviously relieved about finishing above the game week average. Surprisingly, my biggest performer was Cancelo. And there was an interesting tweet, and forgive me, I don't remember who wrote this tweet. But about Cancelo after that City-Fulham game, the rationale was everyone was all over Cancelo for a long time. But actually, looking at the stats, before this game week, he'd been involved in two goal-scoring opportunities the entire season. So if he was getting points, they were clean sheets. So he's actually not been that done that well. And then he got 12 points at the weekend, an assist, a clean sheet, and 3 bonus points. So obviously happy about that.
Yeah, it was... I just found the tweet you were talking about because I read this. I read it too. I had a chuckle. I think you actually must have retweeted it.
Yeah, I must have.
I was asleep. You weirdo. FPL Mount, Mount FPL, at Mount FPL, but FPL Mount is his Twitter handle. Tonight, by the way, was the third game all season with a Cancelo goal involvement. The third. You'd think reading Twitter it was his 20th.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah, it is. Because you watch Cancelo play and he's an exciting player.
Mm.
He's always pushing forward. He's creating a lot of opportunities, but...
Not much end product, apparently.
Yeah, but I mean, who isn't creating opportunities for Man City?
Yeah, and do you know what? And not to deviate too much, but this season it feels like the fullbacks that we usually rely on to get bag loads of assists, it's not happened so much this season.
Yeah, it was Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andrew Robertson at the start of the season. Everyone was going on. Yeah. Trent Alexander-Arnold was probably in about 70% of teams game week one.
Yeah.
By game week three, he was probably in about 10% of teams.
So, yeah, happy to get those Cancelo points, though. Rudiger and Dallas both got clean sheets, same match. Creswell, I guess he blanked.
Yeah, nil all for Leeds and Chelsea is a bit of an odd one because I can vaguely remember you and Ben talking about it last week. Bound to be goals in that game. Chelsea playing well, Leeds playing attacking football. Probably going to be a Leeds win, a Chelsea win, but with goals, and it didn't eventuate.
Well, it was an exciting game. Chelsea had twice as much possession and twice as many opportunities or shots on target as Leeds did, but they couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. So as a Leeds fan, obviously happy with that. And I've got clean sheets for both of those. It's always a bit of a risk when you've got a lot of players involved in the same fixture if you're going to play them all or some of them, and I basically did play them all. So Rüdiger and Dallas both got me clean sheets, so that worked out. Captain pick was Bruno Fernandes, so I did, he got a midfielder's clean sheet, runner-up prize, so I turned 3 into 6, go me, and then Calvert-Lewin got a goal. Everybody else blanked. So I'm basically saved by a couple of clean sheets, Cancelo, and Calvert-Lewin's goal. So I think the difference between me and you is near enough Cancelo.
Basically, if I had swapped out Ben Mee for Cancelo, we would have been sitting at around the same score.
So that puts me at a game week rank of 2.8 mil, which is absolutely nothing to write home about. I'm on a total of 1664. That puts me at 1,050,000. And before the Liverpool game, I was like 1,005,000. So I was just desperately... I had no more players, so it wasn't... You know, I don't know how that was going to get better, but I'm so close to cracking that million.
I think you talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that you just... Your end game is to finish in the top mil.
Yeah.
I think we decided you're going to get there.
I hope so.
I think at the same time we decided that I was in the top 400,000, I was just going to be getting better from there.
And you've certainly been more ambitious than me.
But I think the difference is, like you said, it's really tight in the top million.
It just gets tighter.
Yeah. That's the opposite of life.
You dirty bastard. All right, with that then, it's time for the watchlist update. Who's on your watch list?
Heaps. Mine's a fucking marathon event.
That was a joke from Ben last week that he had quite a few people on there and he felt like he was watching everybody. Everyone's on the watch list.
I'm not looking for much. I am looking past game week 29, but I'm thinking about... I rolled a transfer last week because I didn't make a transfer last week. I rolled a transfer for game week 29. I do want to field a team of 11. I'm currently sitting on 9. That was before Bamford and Son's injuries.
That sounds
like
currently
sitting on about 7.
Bamford and Son.
Yeah, that's true. there's two players in my starting 11 from last week that aren't playing next week, and that's Ben Mee and Gundogan, and I'd already decided I want to get rid of them. So I've been looking at like-for-like sort of replacements there, and for me, when we're talking about specifically that defensive position. Two players stand out for me. Lewis Dunk from Brighton.
Yep.
And Lascelles from Newcastle. I've also got Dawson on my watch list as well.
I've been watching. I mean, he was unfortunate that he got an own goal the weekend, but Dawson is cheap as chips. He's been doing great.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
West Ham are playing great, and he scored goals.
The only reason he's not at the top of my list is because that would leave me with three West Ham players again, and I finally got out of that hole.
Oh, same. And that's the only reason why I haven't brought Dawson is because I've had Creswell all season, and I'm happy with Creswell.
Creswell's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So for me, between Dunk and Lascelles, both good to look at. I'll talk about transfers a little bit later, but the only thing that stares me a little bit further away from Dunk, as much as I know he's a lot because he's the captain and he scores headers more often than... No, not more often than not. He doesn't play that often, but he plays regularly enough. He gets a lot of clean sheets, headers, blah, blah, blah. Brighton's got three shit fixtures, whereas Newcastle doesn't. So I'm heading a little bit more towards Lascelles. In that midfield role with Gundogan, I'm looking at a couple of different options. Odegaard for Arsenal and Gareth Bale. Now, Gareth Bale also could be a like-for-like swap with Son, depending on those on his hamstring injury.
Yeah, yeah.
So keeping an eye on that. But at the same time, we talked about Bale a couple of weeks ago, and I know you and Ben talked about him as well over the course of the last couple of weeks, where he's just in such good form that it's hard not to take a look at him right now.
Which, going on to someone we've both got on the watch list, I feel the same about Ian Acho.
Yeah, Ian Acho is on my list as well.
It's hard to ignore, isn't it?
Not playing in game week 29. He just scored a hat-trick. Ooh. Before that, he'd scored a couple of goals in each of the last two games.
He's certainly in form.
Madison and Barnes are both out. We know for longer than probably anyone would want, but that leaves a really good opportunity for Ian Acho to cement his place in the team.
How good's that? Like, Leicester have just switched formations as well. Good on Brendan Rodgers. Suddenly he's got Vardy.
What's it, like a 4-5-3-2 or 4?
He's been playing both up front.
3-5-2?
He's got. What I know definitely for sure is he's had Ian Acho and Vardy both up front, like a front two.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, very rarely do you see two strikers side by side.
Yeah, not
anymore.
These days.
No, it's usually a number 9 and a number 10.
Yeah,
So I like that. And I think it's a bit of a lock for the next few weeks just based on Madison's injury and Barnes' injury too. So,
good shout.
Yeah, so he's on mine. He's on yours. I see that as well. Up front, as well as Ian Acho, I've got Richarlison as well, just because, you know, he's been playing pretty well and I hate the guy, but... this is about fantasy points. The last player on my watch list is Luke Shaw for Man United. Yep. He's not coming in next week because he's not playing in game week 29, but he's coming in game week 30.
Yeah.
He's just in such good form. I don't like him. I think he's an ugly dude. I don't like his haircut. I think it's shit. But this is about FPL points. It's not a contest.
Oh, is it not about their haircuts?
It's not about their haircuts.
Oh, if only I knew.
It's not a popularity contest.
All right. So... only a few players on mine, two of which you've covered. So Ian Acho, it's just one of those obvious ones where, you know, someone scores a bunch of goals. Well, they're automatically on the watch list, aren't they? So Ian Acho's there. Odegaard as well.
But to be fair, Ian Acho's been scoring consistently.
Yeah, Odegaard as well. I'm keeping my eye on his minutes. I know that Saka isn't fully fit at the moment. There was a couple of weeks ago that whole thing where Arteta was doing a bit of his own version of Pep Roulette. And you didn't know if it was going to be Pepe and Willian or Saka and Smith Rowe.
I read a bit of a funny tweet about the Pep Roulette situation. I think it might actually be from the official fantasy web FPL Twitter account, but it was basically saying Man City have had something like 54 different starting lineups in 2021.
Wow.
And that includes, obviously...
So variations.
That includes Premier League games, FA Cup, Minor Cup, Champions League games. I have to assume they've only played about 54 games in that period of time. Genuinely.
Bloody hell.
So it's like they haven't had the same starting lineup twice. I don't know if that's true.
Well, of any teams in the league...
I'm not going to find the tweet. It's fucking buried, but...
But of any teams in the league, Man City... and Chelsea are definitely the two teams that have got the deepest squad and can afford to do it, and they have done it.
Well, I mean, Lampard wasn't as guilty of that as Tuchel has been since he's taken over. Because Tuchel has been, you know, you're sitting there and you're going, Rudiger's a lock. or...
And then suddenly he wasn't.
Aspilicueta's a lock.
Or Christensen.
Or Alonso's a lock.
Yeah.
And then they're not.
Yeah.
Hudson-Odoi, the whole team revolves around Hudson-Odoi, and then it doesn't. And you're sitting there and you're like... Oh,
as an FPL manager, that's a shitter, because you're like, oh, he loves that guy, and you bring them in, and suddenly he doesn't play him that week. You're like, are you fucking with me?
So, talking back about something we talked about a little while ago with respect to if you've played your bench boost, there's no need to have a really deep bench. Mm. And obviously, game week 29 might be screwing a few people that don't have free chip hits or wild card chips, whatever. When it comes to Pep Roulette, if you're going to play three Man City players, you need to have at least one or two good players on the bench, even if you've used a bench boost, because you just have no idea what Pep's going to do. Yeah. He dropped Gundogan and KDB, and I think one of the big defenders as well.
I can't remember, but I know it's KDB and Gundogan got dropped.
And he's sitting there going, well, Sterling as well, I think it was as well. And he's sitting there going, fuck it, hang on a minute here. You've just dropped two of your arguably best players in Gundogan and KDB. Admittedly, KDB's just come back from injury, and Gundogan played really well while KDB was away. But
now you've gone for neither.
You've just gone for neither of them. You still beat Fulham 3-0, which is crazy because Fulham have been playing pretty well. What does that leave us FPL managers?
Not much confidence. Odegaard, I'm watching him. I still like Smith Rowe as well. So I'm just going to watch and see what the minutes are doing for those guys. But I would potentially like to bring one of them in. And John Stones of Man City. I've been talking about for a few weeks. Wanted to get rid of Cancelo, even in spite of the fact he got 12 points at the weekend. Obviously, we talked about that statistic about being involved in three goal-scoring situations. I was looking at Diaz. Oh, fuck it. Let's go John Stones. So when the time's right, and we'll talk about that a bit later, I might go for that.
I think Ruben Diaz has probably had definitely fewer goal involvements than John Stones. Mm. John Stones seems to pop up a little bit more inside the box. Yes. So, yeah, not a bad shout. I've got Ruben Diaz because he seems a little bit more of a lock in terms of game time. So he might play 75% of the games this season.
He's definitely been used more.
Stones might play 66% of the games, but Stones will probably score more often than Diaz anyway.
I wonder, I mean, just as an aside, I wonder how much it has helped in a way that Stones basically didn't play for nearly half a season. He just was completely out of favour. Maybe that helped him a little bit. Maybe it's given him...
It's made him hungry.
Yeah, you know, fresher legs. And on that note, we're going to take a little break and we'll come back and break down all four game week 29 fixtures. Bench Boost boys, take a deep breath. We're going to go through a mighty four fixtures for the blank game week 29.
Before we do that, though, let's talk about what we were talking about off air.
About that rash? Food?
No.
Okay, go on.
No, the other thing. So we were just having a chat about potentially you playing a wild card in the future, blah, blah, blah. The economy, the FPL economy, and the way that the FPL have skewed the economy by moving some of what you would consider your striker players into that midfield role.
I think there's two factors. Is that, and the other one is some of the high-value strikers haven't performed like Werner.
Yeah, Timo Werner. So Jamie Vardy's been pretty good, but he's been off and on with injuries.
Think about sometimes where you've had a situation where you've gone, oh, do you know what? Bamford's got 2 points 3 weeks in a row. I might transfer him out. You look and you go, oh, Callum Wilson's injured. It's Ollie Watkins or nothing. There's no options.
So to give the listeners some context, you were talking about you just were playing around with your wild card.
I did a trial wild card.
And you were left with $7 million in your bank.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a wild guess at your three strikers. Bamford, Watkins.
So. Can't remember. Sorry.
All right. Well, fuck you. You've ruined the whole thing.
It was like a week and a half ago.
All right. Do you want to talk about the games then?
Go on. Fulham versus Leeds.
You know, any other week, apart from the fact that you support Leeds, this would be a fucking yawn match.
Fuck off.
For me.
No. Leeds have not been involved in a yawn match.
Triggered.
Yeah, he's got me. Oh, listener, you should see me. I'm incandescent with rage.
The next one would be your match. That's right, Brighton, we'll get to that. Newcastle. But we'll talk about Fulham Leeds. Okay. All right. Fulham's been playing well lately.
Yeah, they've been doing all right.
I mean, they just got trounced by Man City 3-0.
No shame in that.
No, and I think, what was it? Ben talked about this last week. They hadn't, I'll just go to your fucking notes from last week.
Don't worry. We'll just wait.
Ben.
Fulham has conceded 2 goals since game week 22. Now, obviously, that's gone to 5 because they've just played. But, so Fulham are playing well. Scott Parker's got to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
In saying that, Leeds is a very attacking squad. You talked about the fact that Bielsa likes to play his best squad every time. Yeah. So we're hoping that even though Bamford's at 75%.
He'll play.
I'm hoping, because I've got Bamford. Have you got Bamford?
I do.
Yeah. When you're looking at a game week where there's a lot of blank games, because there's only 4 games this game week, if you've got Bamford, you want to hold on to him just in the hopes that he plays. Don't roll that dice and try and transfer him.
Yeah, I think off air, my whole thing was if I was a Leeds manager, I would rest Bamford and just stick Rodrigo up front. That is not Bielsa's style. If you're anywhere near fit, he'll always play his strongest 11. Always. And his squad's not deep, and that's the way he likes it. That's the way he likes it.
So, for me, I think the biggest asset to stare at, just to watch this whole game week, is Stuart Dallas.
Yeah, and didn't you talk about captaining him?
Briefly in a conversation in a different part of the office, but this is the podcast and we have a whole section for that, Gavin. So, right. Spoiler alert, we'll talk about that.
Oh, soon. No. Don't give me that. It's not a spoiler with you because you never keep to your word.
Okay, he's my bus captain. Okay, I'll put that caveat out there. Yeah, he's my bus captain.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, I've already said what I feel about the Bamford situation. I think...
Do you have any Fulham players or are you looking at any? No. I've got Lookman. Yep. He was on your watch list for a while, but yeah, I like him.
He's still there, and bloody Josh Madger. So they're there on the back burner. I'm just keeping an eye on them, but I don't have a lot of confidence in them. If money was tight and I needed someone, a fifth or a third striker or whatever, fifth midfielder, I'd look at those guys, but I don't currently need to. But I actually look into my crystal ball on this one and I see a clean sheet for Leeds, which does also bode well for owners of Stuart Dallas.
Who have bus captained him. The next game is, and I do apologise for my earlier comments, the yawn match of the week.
Yeah.
And there's only 4 matches, so it has to go to one of them. It's going to be Brighton over Albion Newcastle.
Is this, and I say this speculatively without the league table in front of me, but is this potentially the
6-point game for Fulham
and Newcastle? Because I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, given, like you said, Fulham's form, I'm looking at Fulham to survive and Newcastle to slip into relegation.
Well, I mean, I'll look at the ladder in a hot minute. So Fulham is currently sitting in 18th place on 26 points. Brighton and Newcastle, they're 16th and 17th respectively. There's 1 point between them, 28 points, 29 points and 28 points. So if Fulham wins and one of the other teams wins, then on goal difference, Fulham can go above Newcastle.
Mm. On current form, that's happening.
Can't go above Brighton. Now, let's say Brighton beats Newcastle and Fulham beats Leeds. Newcastle's in the relegation zone.
Yeah, I see it happening. Only based on current form, you know, shit changes. But right now, that's how it feels. It feels like Newcastle are fucked. They are, without Wilson and Sam Maximin, arguably, or obviously, their two best players. And things are not going great for them. So that's what I see.
They had a good result against Aston Villa on the weekend, though, didn't they?
They did. And in spite of what I just said, I'm not over-enamoured with Brighton. I think they're good defensively.
Plus, Brighton have 3 really tough fixtures coming up. And I'll talk about those in a second. I just got to get them up. But this is what I talked about this in my watch list.
Are you having trouble getting out?
Between Dunk. No. It's getting there. I just need to keep rubbing it. It's...
My point with this game is actually that, you know, despite the fact I think Fulham will leapfrog Newcastle, at some point, this has got 0-0 written all over
it. So let's say Brighton beat Newcastle, right?
Okay.
After that, they've got Man United away, Everton at home, and Chelsea away.
Oh, nasty.
Whereas Newcastle, Brighton away, Tottenham, difficult. Burnley.
Doable, okay. Doable.
West Ham, Liverpool.
Not as nasty as...
the next 3 Fulham's fixtures.
Yeah. Oh, well, all there to play for.
Fulham's fine. It's Leeds, Aston Villa, Wolves, Arsenal, and then a blank, so...
Oh, Fulham all right then.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good for them. Unlucky Newcastle. West Ham versus Arsenal. Should be a cracker of a game.
I didn't even get to talk about that.
What do you want to talk about?
Brighton game.
Did you? You got things to say, have you?
I do, because...
You got opinions, have you?
You're talking about not bringing any players, and I know you don't have any Brighton players and Newcastle players.
No, I don't. I do like Callum Wilson,
you,
but not when
you,
he's injured.
This is, for you, this is one of those...
Well, hang on a minute. Give me the benefit of the doubt. You said it was the fucking yawn game. What else do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about my potential transfers in.
Go on.
I've talked about Dunk. I've talked about Lascelles.
Yeah, so what, you need to talk about him again?
I want to talk about Sanchez.
Where's Ben? Bring Ben back. Go on.
Hang on. I just need a sip of wine.
I've upset him, listeners. I've upset him.
I want to talk about Sanchez because Sanchez is the keeper that's been on my bench for a while. Waiting for one of those games where, hey, he's actually a better option than Martinez.
I'm feeling foreshadowing.
Martinez, Aston Villa are playing Tottenham. Tottenham have one of the best attacks in, fuck it, in the world. Fuck it.
All right.
Harry Kane, Son Heung-min, even with his bung hamstring, and Gareth Bale for the last 3 weeks.
Sure.
Phenomenal attack.
Yep.
It's like Erling Haaland.
They wish.
If you put those three together, it's one Erling Haaland. So what I'm saying is I can't see Aston Villa keeping a clean sheet. I can see Martinez being peppered. He's going to get a couple of save points at best, but I can't see them keeping a clean sheet. Whereas Brighton versus Newcastle, I think you're right. I think Alan Saint-Maximin being out, Callum Wilson being out, I think Sanchez has a chance of keeping a clean sheet here. So for me, that switch has happened. It's my bus team, but it's going to happen. It's going to stay that way.
Me too, because we have the same keepers, and I had exactly the same thought.
Oh, you just can't just sweep over this and move on to West Ham Arsenal?
Yeah, I can, because we're going to talk about what we're going to do with our team shortly. We're going to have nothing left to talk about. Can we now move on to West Ham Arsenal? Would that be okay?
Yep.
Thanks, Dad. West Ham Arsenal.
It's Daddy. Yeah, I think this is the biggest game of the game week, which isn't hard. There's only four games. I say that because Arsenal just came off the back of a North London derby win.
Yep.
Pretty big for them. They haven't won one in a while. I think the last time they played, Son scored an absolute screamer, but that in this one, he's gone off in the 18th minute.
In this one, he came off absolutely screaming. Poetic. Sorry, Son. Carry on.
Anyway, Odegaard scored his first goal?
Not sure.
Not yet.
That's the quality of this podcast.
We could look it up, but we won't. I don't know. Lingard had a rest, obviously didn't play against his parent club, Man United, on the weekend, so he's probably going to be pretty fit for this game.
Should be nice and fresh.
Kufal, for me, stepping up. I think you've got Cresswell, so probably the better, like, I've got the wish version of Cresswell in Kufal. I'm also, sorry.
Oh gosh, the wine, the
carbonated.
It's not.
Looking at a midfield option from the Arsenal team.
Yep.
I was looking at three players: Smith Rowe, Saka, and Odegaard. Now, Odegaard's the most attractive one to me.
Saka 75%.
Yeah, Saka 75%. That's why he's probably bottom of the barrel, truthfully. Emile Smith Rowe played really well in the North London derby.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't, was unlucky not to get a goal.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I want one of those two players in my team for this fixture.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll see, won't
not
we?
Not that I think that Arsenal will do over West Ham. I think this is going to be a pretty tight game. I think it'll probably be like a...
It'll be a goal in it.
A 1-1 or a 2-1.
2-1 or something, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like a 4-0 to either of these two teams. If it's a 4-0, it's probably going to go to West Ham.
Oh, God. I'm looking towards Lingard to pick up some points. Obviously, I also do have Creswell, so if Creswell could set up a hat-trick for Lingard, that'd be happy days. And yeah, I'm just going to keep an eye on Odegaard and Smith Rowe. I'm not going to bring them in for this game week.
Hey, when you just said that, when you said if Creswell could set up a hat-trick with Lingard, it reminds me of something you and Ben talked about last week when you talked about be nice if Cancelo could set Stones up with a goal or three or 17 goals or Gundogan. You talked about Gundogan. He didn't play. Fuck him. But that fucking Cancelo Stones call actually did come off. Unbelievable.
No, believable.
Believable, boys.
Believable. Yeah, obviously, it was a joke, but always happy to see that. If Creswell and Lincoln want to do that, they should do that.
If you mention it on the pod, it shall happen.
Yeah, that's the power of the pod. I don't think I will bring in a midfielder from Arsenal. I am just going to keep an eye on them. But yeah, I reckon you're right. It's probably a goal in this fixture. And then the last fixture of the game week is Aston Villa versus Tottenham Hotspur. Son probably won't play. We've been burnt by that before earlier in the season.
Yeah, so the last time Son limped off with a hamstring
game
injury.
Game week 5, maybe? Or 4?
Oh, who knows? We can go back and...
I tried to bury that memory.
Yeah, well, it's suppressed.
Let's tell the listeners again.
It's going to be a tumour next week. Yeah. But gone off with an injury, early doors. Mourinho basically talking about the fact that he's never going to play football again. And then the next week he scores 4 goals.
I transferred him out for Willian.
I think we all transferred him out.
He scored 4 goals. Straight afterwards, Willian back out. Son back in. I think Willian then scored the next game week and Son didn't do anything for a couple of weeks. Fucking FPL. I wouldn't be surprised if Son doesn't play in this game, but I still would fancy Spurs to win the game. Aston Villa is still without Grealish, sat at 25% for his not long-term injury, as Smith put it.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
It's me pouring wine and not pissing my pants. I think when Dean Smith was talking about that, he was saying it's not long-term, it's not season-ending. But he's fucking clearly not playing FPL.
No, he doesn't play FPL.
And actually, not only does not he not play FPL, he doesn't want his fucking players or coaching staff or backroom staff playing.
Oh, because of the Grealish leak.
Grealish gate.
The Grealish leak. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, he banned them all. Mm. You're banned. I fancy Spurs to win this. I've got Bale and Kane in my team. So if Bale wants to set up Kane for 5 goals, I'm kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel of that one, aren't I? Mm. Diminishing returns, FPL returns.
I've got a few players from both teams. Like I said, Martinez dropping to the bench for me. I've got Matty Target for Aston Villa. So if they do keep a clean sheet against Tottenham, then I'll at least get 6 points from Target, or 5 if he gets the yellow.
Never going to happen.
What's that? I'm not going to.
We're under siege.
I'm not going to bring Watkins in this week. But he's someone that's on my radar, always on my radar, because Ollie Watkins scores 1 on every 4 games or something like that, statistic. And he's sitting there looking at it going, returns, yeah, maybe, blah, 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 if I time it well, blah, 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 whatever. Bale's on my radar with Son at 75%. Depending on these press conferences and later on in the week, whatever we hear from Mourinho, Bale might come in for Son. Right now I'm looking at Gundogan, and I will talk about transfers in a hot minute, but for this game, I will have at least 2 players, maybe 3.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, wait, from Tottenham. And then
from Aston Villa. I'm like, what?
Maths? I'll have at least 4 players.
Cool. All right. Well, that is the 4 fixtures. Makes a change from 17 that we had to do a few weeks back.
I purposely took that week off, if you remember.
Yeah, I do remember. How could I forget? We'll be back to talk about what we reckon we're going to do. Bench Boss Boys. Okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Come on.
Wait and see.
Oh, brilliant content.
No. All right, Ben Me, gone. Gundogan, gone. That leaves me with 11 if Son and Bamford play.
Son, gone.
Because for Ben Mee, I think I'm going to be bringing in Lascelles. I'm not 100% sure yet. I'm probably 80% Lascelles, 10% Dunk, 10% Dawson.
Well, I did predict a 0-0 draw for that Newcastle game, so that might not be bad. Clean sheet.
For Gundogan, I'm looking at Odegaard. I'm really liking that Odegaard transfer. I can afford to bring in Bale, but I do want someone from Arsenal. And the reason I want someone from Arsenal is because they've got Liverpool next, and that's an easy win.
Oh, easy 3 points, isn't it, these days?
Yeah, probably 9 points. Sheffield United after that, then Fulham. And then you've got Everton, Newcastle, West Brom. So you've got a good run of fixtures for Arsenal coming up. So, yeah, I do want one of the midfield players. I think it might be Odegaard. Possibly bringing in Bale for Son if we get some confirmation from Mourinho, or if we get nothing from Mourinho, I'm just going to roll the dice on Bale playing and Son not playing. And fuck what happened in game week 5. That was months ago, and I can suppress that memory, and I'm happy to have those Vietnam flashbacks when the ceiling fan reminds me of that chopper, you know, like... I'm watching that game and I see Son bang in the first goal. I remember texting you in that game in game week 5.
Yeah, man, after the third, sick
after the third goal. I think it was on WebEx Teams.
Oh, fuck me.
I remember texting after the third goal and you were like, I'm going to bed. And I said, I think you might want to make, because I reckon they've got another one. And then,
I remember,
and then
it
Son
well.
Scored, yeah, his fourth goal.
I felt sick to pit in my stomach when that happened.
I remember you vomiting and then shitting the bed.
Yeah. Okay. Is that you?
Captain C right now sitting on Dallas.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know where it's going to end up. That's the part. Well, I'm just, who do you captain in this game week? Do I really want to captain a Tottenham player against a Villa team that I actually have enjoyed watching all year? I don't know. It's smart. It's smart to captain a Tottenham player, to be honest. But I captained Kane last week and he fucked me, so I'd be happy not to. Not playing any chips, don't have any left except for the bench boost, and I'm not playing a bench boost with three of my bench players not playing.
Bench boost, boys.
Yeah, not doing that. And yeah, my formation will really be dependent on how many players I can field.
Fair enough. Well, assuming Bamford plays, it looks like I've got 8 players for this game week, and I'm all right with that. I'm going to roll my transfer. So,
hang on.
Go on.
Aren't you thinking about playing your wild card?
No.
No. In game week 30?
No, it's experimental thoughts.
But I mean, like, when you think about it,
just
think about it. Let me get in your head.
No,
for a hot,
yeah, exactly.
No, let me get in your head. No.
Here we go.
But it's legitimate. I'm trying to help you here, mate.
Oh yeah. Intervention again.
Reaching
is it?
My hand down, and I'm giving you a reach around.
No.
We're talking about the international break.
Yep, I've heard of it.
After the international break, you'll know exactly what you need to do. There's not going to be another good opportunity to play a wild card.
Famous last words, you're wrong.
When are you going to play it? Game week 37?
Do you know what? This might sound arrogant. I don't know if I need a wild card. And if I do play my wild card, I'll be changing 2 players. Eat that.
Dickhead. Go on.
The audacity. Yeah, no, I don't know. That's not my plan. My plan is to roll a transfer. Stick with 9 players for this game week, and hope that's for the best. There's a mailbag question coming up that touches on this. you're finding this hard to digest.
Because you just said to me, I might not need my wild card, which is the perfect opportunity to make as many changes as you need right now. And then play your wild card in game week 30.
Nope.
Nope. Benji. Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Long term, I'm still looking to get rid of Cancelo. Might go for another City player and bring in Stones. Obviously, not this week, because I'm rolling a transfer. Did I mention that?
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, my captain's armband is sat on the Hurricane.
Stuart Dallas?
No, Harry Kane.
Oh, right.
Dude.
Sorry.
And it will likely stay there, I think. So, there you go. So that's what it's looking like. No transfers, no changes. Hurricane. The Hurricane.
Not playing your triple captainship. I know you got that up your sleeve.
I do have my triple captain. No. I'll waste that another week. So, we did touch on this earlier, but yeah, Sanchez in goal ahead of Martinez. Martinez is playing Spurs. Sanchez playing Newcastle. So, yeah, for the first time, Sanchez will play ahead of Martinez.
I think I rolled that dice once before and Martinez got an 8. Sanchez got a 4 or a 6 or something like that. So it wasn't that bad, but it would have been better if I stuck with Martinez.
I'm going for that. And then, yeah, the players I'm fielding outside of Sanchez are Dallas, Creswell, Lingard, Rafinha, Bale, Kane, and hopefully Bamford.
We'll be going through this, are we? Because I haven't done that. I haven't done that.
That took me 2 seconds. You do it if you want.
All right. Sanchez, Dallas, Target, Soufal, Lookman, Lingard, Son, Kane, Bamford, and obviously looking at bringing in either Odegaard and Lascelles.
Done. Right. Last break. Mailbag. Let's do it. Mailbag time. as promised. Mailbag time. Question this week, Theo, manager of Wenger Inn. He says, is it worth taking a 4 or 8 point hit to ensure I have plenty of players for blank game week 29? I'm concerned I'll be left with players I don't really want after the game week.
It says game week.
Thanks, Scott.
You've misspelt game week.
That must have been Theo.
Prick.
Poor Theo, every time he sends a question, he gets abused. The fucking idiot.
I fixed it. It says game week now.
Oh, thank goodness.
Let me just take a hot run at this, since you're clearly being a jerk about this double game week or blank game
week.
Don't
call me a jerk because I'm doing something different to you.
Okay, so for me, I don't know about an 8 point hit, Theo, because I think you'll find a lot of managers are in the same basket. I think there'll be a few people in the same position where they're not quite sure they can field 11 players. My brother included, I know of one, at least. I think he's only got about 4 players, to be honest.
Shocking.
So I wouldn't take more than an 8 point hit. You know, 8 point is probably still stretching.
Well, think of the teams involved. What kind of players are you bringing in? Spurs players?
If
you don't already have Son and Kane, which a lot of people do.
That's also what you've got to look at. So if you're looking purely at fixtures and you're looking at this game week, I wouldn't be upset to be left with two or more Leeds players.
Hang on. I might be able to bring up his team. Give me a sec. And then I'll tell you what Spurs assets he's currently got. He has Harry Kane and Son.
Well, I'll just talk about teams whose players you could have who you wouldn't be upset with having long term.
Go on.
Leeds.
Okay, he's currently got Dallas.
Well, I'm just saying if he bought
I'm just helping.
If he brought in an extra player like Rafinha or Bamford.
Yeah. I'm just filling in with some facts.
Fulham, I don't think it's bad having one player from Fulham at the moment. I think they're playing well.
Okay.
Brighton and Newcastle, yeah. Don't look at those guys long term. That's fine. They're both sitting at the bottom of the Premier League.
You could bring Lascelles in for a week, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. West Ham, Arsenal, each of those teams, maybe one from Arsenal, maybe two or three from West Ham.
He's got Souček and Creswell.
Yeah, if you have to bring in an Antonio to field another player, brilliant.
So he could bring in an Arsenal asset. Especially if Son is injured.
And he's an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, so if we get to the press conferences and it feels like Son's not playing, he could remove Son and bring in, well, fucking hell, for the money for Son, if depending on what he's got on his bench.
Pepe, Willian.
Or Aubameyang.
Or even Aubameyang, yeah, true. Got a rest too on the weekend too. Aston Villa, I think if you had 2 players from Aston Villa or even 3, you wouldn't be upset with that long term.
He's already got 3. He's got Target, Traore and Watkins.
Fucking Traore.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later, Theo. Spurs, you wouldn't be upset with having 3 right now, but you'd want 2 of those 3 players to be Bale, Kane or Son.
Well, he could do a straight swap for Son to Bale. All right, there's your options. The only other note I would put against this is I think sometimes we've seen it in other game weeks like this where people have got very obsessed over maximising this kind of thing. They've brought in players, they've spent points, 8 points, to bring in guys who just get 1 or 2 points or 0 points, and then they've got them afterwards. And
yeah, that's why I said I think 4 points is fine, but yeah. I think 4 points is fine if you're looking to do 2 or 3 transfers, depending on if you've got 2 or 1 up your sleeve, and you're looking at bringing in players that aren't shit. Like like I said, I don't think you'd want to bring in 2 Brighton defenders.
Mm.
That isn't sustainable. Bringing in 2 Newcastle players in total, even if it's a forward midfielder or a defender, that's not sustainable.
Mm.
Bringing in 2 Fulham players, I mean, arguably not sustainable. I mean, Ola Aina's been playing well.
Yep.
Josh Maher's been playing well. Lookman's been playing okay. But still, you're banking on Fulham playing well. That's not sustainable. So, Aston Villa, Spurs, Arsenal, West Ham, Leeds, those teams are sustainable for points. Even when Leeds loses, they tend to have players doing quite well.
You're probably going to find as well people, even with 11 players, I'm probably going to be lucky to be getting 20 points out of this game week anyway. So I don't think people are going to get a huge jump on you.
You know what? I'm going to say this right now. I will outscore last week's performance this game week. Guaranteed.
I'll remember that we'll talk about that on the next show. Speaking of which, we will be taking a week off for the international break, and we'll be back the week after.
Don't miss us too much. Oh, hang on, we're not running out the show, are we? We're just talking about this now.
No, we may as well.
All right. Don't forget to join the private league. P2IFBX is the league code. I'm really sorry to our Indonesian friend, Maaf Kansaya, which obviously is Indonesian for I'm really sorry, mate, for calling you out on your shit score. It turns out he actually only started in game week 6, so
yep.
He's missed out on arguably, 400 points.
He missed out on that Son 4 goals.
Yeah, so, you know, he's probably sitting at around 1,700. He's a pretty good player.
Oh, look, you're just backpedaling now. You said what you said, and it's not getting edited out. At Bench Boost Boys is the Twitter handle. Benchboostboys.club is the website. We hope you have a great game week, but nowhere near as good as us. And we'll catch you after the international break.
We'll see you in a fortnight.
Goodbye.